With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is hitting at another round of peace talks with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a phone call with the New York Post, the president said a second round of talks with Iran could be happening over the next 2 days. He initially told the newspaper they would likely be held somewhere in Europe, but later suggested that they could be held again in Pakistan's capital. Last weekend's initial round of talks ended without an agreement on Iran's nuclear ambitions, which the Trump administration says is a central sticking point. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, in Washington today, Israel and Lebanon participated in talks over ending the conflict between those two countries. Yahiel Leiter, Israel's U.S. ambassador, says Lebanon deserves credit for taking part in the talks despite pressure from Hezbollah to stay away.
We discovered today that we're on the same side of the equation. And that's the most positive thing we could have come away with. We are both united in liberating Lebanon from an occupation power dominated by Iran called Hezbollah.
The month-long war between Israel and Hezbollah has killed over 2,100 people and displaced more than 1 million, leaving Lebanon desperate for a diplomatic solution while Israel has ruled out an immediate ceasefire. An aviation safety bill seeking to address lessons learned from last year's mid-air collision of a jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., has been approved by the House. Lawmakers will now try to draft a compromise that will satisfy the families of the 67 victims and key senators who think that bill needs to be strengthened. On Wall Street, stocks rallied to the edge of their all-time high and crude oil prices eased, the Dow gaining 0.7% and the NASDAQ climbed 2%, rather. The S&P gained 1.2%. This is SRN News. Christians abroad are hoping for changes in Iran.
The country's nuclear weapons program is the reason that the U.S. and Israel launched military operations, but Iran is one of the worst persecutors of believers on earth. It ranks number 10 on Open Door's annual list of the places in the world where it's most dangerous to follow Christ, and many hope that if the regime finally falls, persecution will ease. Before the Islamic Revolution in the 1970s, Christians were a small minority, but they did not face death for their beliefs. Since then, the persecution has been deadly and relentless. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over three decades. 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Anti-Semitism has never been this high since the attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Los Angeles schools avoided a strike that would have impacted nearly 400,000 students in Southern California.
Los Angeles schools avoided a strike as the school district and the unions representing support staff reached a tentative deal. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union announced that it won a tentative agreement with major gains, including raises and more hours. The district announced that an agreement in principle had been reached, allowing schools to reopen. Teachers, parents, and staff had been prepared to walk out for a strike if the deal was not reached. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
SEIU Local 99 said the tentative deal also will include protections against subcontracting, stopped IT layoffs, and increased staffing. Orioles manager Craig Albernaz hit by a foul ball in a Monday night game that left him with a half dozen fractures in his cheek and a broken jaw. More details at SRNNews.com.